Even some of the most casual bettors used to show up on Derby Day at Colonial Downs to place a small wager, perhaps try a mint julep. But the parent racetrack in New Kent County is embroiled in a dispute with the Virginia Horsemen's Association over the length of its thoroughbred racing season. Colonial Downs wanted a much shorter season. The Horsemen's Association said it was too short to be financially attractive. Without a contract, the two sides are stalemated. No racing and no off-track betting parlor in Vinton, at least until the dispute is settled. Barry Thompson is finance director in Vinton, which is losing some tax revenue with the closure.
Well, the last few years, Colonial Downs has brought in roughly $25,000 to $26,000 for us. Then last year, it dropped to about $18,000.
It had yielded even more tax revenue previously, but after Colonial Downs opened an off-track parlor in Martinsville, some of Vinton's business was siphoned off. Gene Morano, WFIR News.